bit now. I'm going to start playing, and we've got a surprise for you, okay? Keith Richard! Oh, Ripper.
yeah, I follow it, you know. Yeah. I mean, I listen to the radio, you know, so yeah. Which is about as up to date as you can get with what's happening, like, on a national to international. As far as other music goes, I listen to a lot of reggae, which I always have done, you know, for years. Which is nothing new, but there's, I think there's a lot of good records coming out of there, you know. Over the summer, I've been more interested in the Jamaican records that I've got hold of than anything that's come out of England or America, you know. I don't find it incredibly different from rock and roll to me. I find, if you can call anything that's died out of the Sex Pistols to Weather Report rock and roll, you know, then you can call reggae rock and roll. It's just the beat, the accent on the beat is different. Apart from that, the music's virtually the same, you know, and except that it's in an early stage of a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of it's very free from all the intellectualizing that goes on in, you know, rock and roll that we know, because the way they record, you know, the way they play is not so strict. I like the way they record, for instance, like the way a Jamaican engineer is almost one of the band, you know, the way that they play, they use the console and, you know, whack a bass up, and things that, you know, they throw their hands up in horror in Hollywood, you know, that's interesting. I know very little about it. I was in England a year ago for a bit, and I saw, I suppose, one of the milestones of punk rock, which is when the Sex Pistols let a few curses go on live TV, and it was real good old adolescent stuff, you know. I guess he said the same. It strikes me, to me, it's like watching this real deja vu, you know. I've seen it all happen a long time ago, except delete Rolling Stones and insert Sex Pistols or The Clash or, you know. In England, it's slightly different here, you know.
Do you feel that, you know, like these groups are as competent at their stages in their career as like you were in 63?
From what I've heard, I wouldn't say so, no, but I don't have a feeling that we had a much longer time to play in obscurity, I think, than I don't think we were presented to the national or the media at such an early stage in our development, you know, which is, that's happened a lot in the last few years, you know, which is why no big new thing has come up so far, maybe, and this is the first thing of any description to make it in 15 years of anything really new. Because I think anybody that's any good that's showing promise has been sort of snapped up and they put out their album and a lot of them have fizzled out before they had a chance to really get it together, you know.